We welcome each and every one of you on our Faith Promise Sunday here at Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you're here. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Romans chapter 15. Romans 15 is one of the tremendous passages in the Bible that lays out a philosophy of missions. And we're going to be preaching from this passage this morning, but I wanted to draw one verse to mind from this passage that is so powerful and indicates the heart of a missionary that's serving the Lord and what they desire from a local church that's back home. What do they desire? Verse 30, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." Now I want you to see the emphasis there. Paul does not write back and say, you know, it'd be really nice if you would increase the check this month, you know. Those are real needs. And I don't want to degrade that. There are real needs of missionaries that indicate they're hurting and they don't have the support level that they had before. But I want you to see what Paul encourages the church, the local church, to do. Strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Take up the struggle. That's what it's basically saying there. The word strive together means to take up the struggle, the wrestling match. I'm in a wrestling match here, and I want you to make it personal. I want you to get involved in the wrestling match too. Wrestle with God in prayer for us. This is, I think, one of the greatest messages for the church today. We are content to put the money in the plate and walk away from it. That's our commitment to missions. That's not enough. That's not enough. That is not even really the first step. Because you see here what Paul understood was, you and I have to make up our minds that we're going to enter into the struggle of the missionary. That means you've got to wrestle with God in prayer for them and the ministry of the Word and their family life and the struggles, the daily things that they face, just like we face. Isn't it interesting that only missionaries hand out a prayer card? I don't have anybody that says, "Mr. Brainerd, can I have your prayer card, please?" Or go to Mrs. Erickson in the first grade. "Mrs. Erickson, I need your really big prayer card for first grade." You don't hear about that, but what do we ask of our missionaries? "Can I have your prayer card, please?" Why? Why do we do that? Because there is an intense struggle that takes place when you leave home and go to another place, to another culture, and share the Word of God. That's not easy. And it's increasingly more difficult, and fewer are going today. And it's all, I think, centered on this one verse. "For the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, would you strive together with me in prayers to God for me?" Take up the struggle. I'm afraid today that we don't have time, we have other interests, but you know what Paul was telling us? What a missionary desires from the local church? Would you just pray for me? Would you enter into the struggle, the wrestling match with me in prayer? That's what it means to support our missionaries. That's what it means to hold the rope. It's not just contentment with throwing a dollar in or writing a check. That's important. But that's just part of it. We've got to pray for our missionaries. We've got to enter into the wrestling match. And if you're not wrestling with God in prayer, you're not missions-minded. You're not, I'll go further than that, you're not Christian-minded. Something's missing terribly from your life. You've got to take up the wrestling match, the struggle of the missionary in your prayer life.